Go. Ooh. Are we episode 96?
I don't
Over
know.
Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
It is December 7th, 2025. Episode 6.
At what the beautiful us? Commercial Street Cafe. Sitting outside. The weather got nice and mild.
It's like 10
really
or 11
nice.
Degrees Celsius, or at least it feels like 10 or 11 degrees Celsius. So, Dale, episode 6, what did you think?
Well, my thermometer says it is 11 degrees, 11.8. It's not that accurate, but close enough.
My watch says the airport says it's 8 degrees, but I feel like it's That's with the humidity, airport. It's a lot warmer.
I'll go
so,
with
it feels like aliens can't harm plants.
Yes, a couple revelations. We were a little bit right, like it was bodies.
Cannibalism.
The horrific part was they were all chopped up in...
What was it called? HDP? Human-derived protein?
Human-derived protein. John Cena cameo. That was
that
funny.
That was awesome. Like, the John Cena... That was just...
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, that
well,
whole...
Well, you know, Carol, I'm John Cena, and...
It's always full of surprises, right? Just Carol's big revelation, and it's just like, yeah, we know. We would have told you if you'd asked.
So I feel like that's the pattern. I feel like it's going to be...
She always does it the hard way.
Yeah.
She always does it the hard way.
There will be several more instances of her doing the hard way, her being paranoid, and then it's not really a secret.
But also...
If we get to a point where it's really a secret, that's when it will be really scary.
I think we already know, though, like, they will, like, almost die before they'll not tell you something.
Yeah.
But they won't actually lie to you. But, the other gut punch was, like, no one wants to talk to her. Like, yes, all of us other survivors are talking.
Right.
Like, we have weekly calls on Zoom, but we're not talking to you.
Yeah.
You're a bitch. We don't like you.
Okay, so I thought that was a little, come on, surely one of them would have sympathized with her.
No, I don't.
I would have. I certainly would have.
It was pretty clear.
I certainly would have.
It was pretty clear.
I 100% would have sympathized with her and I've been like, I don't care. I'll go on your Zoom call without Carol, but I'm going on a Zoom call with Carol too.
But they all had family, and it was like
doesn't matter.
They were all having their family hurt.
No, I get it. But I still would have done it with or without family. Myself personally, because I thought about these kind of things a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to argue about you personally.
I have friends who don't like other friends.
But I mean, I'm not going to argue about you personally. But it didn't take me out of the story that none of them.
No, I thought that was unrealistic.
It was pretty clear that they were all pretty shocked at.
I mean, she's
her
not
behavior.
Trump. She's not Hitler.
No, she's not. And I mean, we see. I mean, this from the character's perspective. I mean, we see because we see the whole arc of her trying to help people, even though like she's caused the situation.
But those other 11,
she has remorse. They haven't. They've only seen her acting out.
And they know that she
out.
Caused 80 million people to
They've
die.
Only seen
and
her
that affected
out.
Their family.
Yeah.
Members.
And the one fellow in Vegas, I mean, will talk to her. And he has seen, I think, more of her character than the other ones. He's actually...
Plus, he's a player.
He's a player.
He plays every side of the coin, every side of the con.
Yeah.
So I think he's a con artist. And I'm not... This is actually respectful because I feel like that's how he survived in wherever you French speaking country was in.
I would like to know more about his background. Yeah. Where
Sometimes
he actually came from.
You got to be the fool or the con artist to survive.
And we also
luckily you and I don't have to do that or never had to do that, but I feel like it's more common than you would think.
We also
would
have
imagine.
Insight into how Carol's going to hook up with the guy from Argentina.
How?
From South America. He got in his car. He's driving, man. It's going to be a trip because he isn't asking for help.
Carol's going to drive to South America. Yeah, you're right.
No. He's going to drive to her. Carol doesn't know about, he got the video.
But then he told her not to call.
He got the video. He looked at the video.
That changed his mind.
He clicked the address.
He didn't want to talk to her before.
No, he didn't. But now he got in his car. He's got the address. He's driving away.
Okay, and so his mother shows up, or his grandmother?
His mother, I think.
Okay,
it's his
so
mother.
I've got the German subtitles turned on, okay? And so when people speak in non-English, I only see the German subtitles. And here's my translation of part of what he said to her, and it's probably wrong because, you know, I'm not a German native speaker. Here's my translation of the German subtitles of Spanish when he sees his grandmother or mother.
I think it was mother. I don't 100% recall.
So he says to his mother in German.
I thought it was coyotes instead of wolves.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's his mother. It doesn't matter. His close relative. When he sees his close relatives, he says, "You're not my close relative. My close relative was a piece of shit, a Miststück. Miststück. Mist is shit. Stück is piece." What did it say in English? Do you remember that moment?
I don't.
You're not my mother. You're not my grandmother or whatever the close family member is. So I need to turn the German subtitles off and watch that point. But that makes sense because the United Alien Taken Over people are not the people.
No,
Carlos is right about that. And yeah. He's right about that too. Whatever his name is it Carlos?
I can't remember.
We know his name. No. I think we know his name at this point, but
it's,
I forgot.
It's more complicated. It's a very South American name. So it doesn't.
I'm out of an indigenous thing.
It doesn't land in my English brain.
Yeah.
It's like Manolos or something.
Oh, yeah, which is good. I like that. I like that he has a name that's not Carlos or some other.
Yeah, you know, anglicized or easily.
And I like the fact that he's not speaking English. Obviously, he'll probably speak English when he sees Carol because when he brushed her off initially, he spoke English to her, right? He said, "I don't want to talk to you." So, and it's interesting that he's refusing the meal.
Yeah.
So.
Well, especially in light of what we found out about the woman delivering them.
Right, but he doesn't know that. Or does he know that from Carol's video?
He watched her deliver.
Yeah, so the video says, you know, they're cannibalizing and they're using HDP. Although she didn't know it was HDP when she didn't know about the whole HDP concept when she made that video, right? She only knew about the HDP concept after she talked to the guy in Vegas. Okay.
And so how long does it take to
go from Central America to Albuquerque?
I don't know.
I'm going to say 7 days of driving, but this is...
It's a lot of driving, and his car is not in great shape.
Yeah, the car was hilarious. Oh, that car was hilarious. It's like an MGB. It's like a British roadster.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, of course he has a roadster. Like, the guy is hilarious. He's an enigma.
And we got that little reveal of his frequency scan. He found one interesting thing on there that he didn't know what it was.
And what was that? That was non-dead air?
They planted a seed. It was something, but we don't know what.
It just sounded different. Yeah. What did it sound like to you?
It sounded like some sort of a data signal.
Ah, okay. And as we know, you can transmit data over analog carriers, radio, of course you can. Interesting.
So, yeah. We don't know what that's all about. We know it's significant because they focused on it. It'll come out. So yeah, poor Carol.
It kind of reminds me of a trilogy of science fiction novels I read where the humans were taken over by aliens and a few humans managed to fight back only to discover that the aliens had a hidden base on the moon and were transmitting and shutting down their futile resistance efforts. And the author stopped writing at that point. Nobody liked the books except a few weirdos like me. So he stopped writing. He was going to do a part four and he gave up. But basically, every time his humans tried to come back and control their destiny, this hidden moon base would take over.
That sounds very 50s sci-fi.
But, yeah, so it was the 50s. It was 2000s.
The other interesting thing I thought...
And it was transmitted over the radio.
The other,
that's why I mentioned that.
Yeah, no, this is going back to the plot. One of the interesting things that occurred to me that I haven't seen anyone talk about is we have the aliens that are basically acting like scavengers to get their protein. And I couldn't help but think of the wolf scene.
Yes.
Going after her partner's body.
Yes.
And I'm like, I wonder how much of a contrast he was putting. Like, Carol denied them the body, which they would have just eaten. And they also, she denied the wolves the body, which, you know, the wolves are going to eat it. Like, the whole recycling life thing. It's like, I don't know. I don't think that's anything, but it just did occur to me.
I still think it's possible, but I think it's unlikely, I think that's where you were going, that the wolves and that the mammals could have been affected by the virus.
Well, the others aren't wolves, obviously, because they don't kill. Wolves will kill.
Yeah, but still.
But they're both going after dead things.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, we're all going after dead things. We all eat dead things.
You know, it's really interesting, their consistency. They will not harm things.
Yeah. That's what I actually that's one of the things that I've enjoyed about the series.
But when does it become inconsistent? Does it become nightmarish or horror movie-ish when it becomes inconsistency? When we detect an inconsistency, because there have been zero inconsistency so far.
I don't know that we've seen the others interact
enough
when Carol isn't there.
Yes,
like because they all do have a little bit of a personality, a little bit, not much, of uniqueness.
Yes.
And you wonder how much that disappears when that's gone. Like we got a hint of that when the guy's James Bond scene was over.
Yes.
And he walked out of the room and they all just kind of reverted back. But I still think the first two episodes to me were the best. They were amazing. These ones are good, but they have not met the bar.
They're preparatory. They're filling in the scene, perhaps.
The cinematography and the way they did the scenes and stuff, I still just love.
So we got 7, 8, 9, and then another season, assuming they film another season or have filmed another season.
Yeah, I haven't read, but still enjoying it. Recommended.
I think they will have some inconsistencies eventually. I think the reunion of Carol and the guy with his MGB, the Latin American guy, will be hilarious. And I think there's a lot more surprises to come. And the surprises to me are that consistencies can be surprising. Because HDP is... human-derived protein is a consistent thing that is yet still surprising to me. Anyway, I think we talked enough about episode 6. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Cha-choose.